Today, we'll discuss governmental threats with writer and filmmaker Danny Karelis. Danny is a college professor and creator of action films that have been seen all over the world. We will specifically consider his film Heaven's War. This movie features a fictional character, Jonah Thomas, a U.S. senator, who gets trapped in an epic battle fought between life and death, between people and the unseen but felt and angelic and demonic influences on the characters. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in the short 7 to 15 minute podcast. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real time solutions along with the tools needed for the friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Today, we're going to discuss governmental threats with writer and filmmaker Danny Karelis, who's also a professor at Liberty University, which is important in the film business. Danny's a college professor and creator of action films that have been seen all over the world. We will specifically consider his film called Heaven's War, which is I personally have seen and is amazing. This movie features the fictional character of Jonah Thomas, a U.S. senator, who gets trapped in an epic battle fought between life and death, between people and unseen but felt angelic and demonic influences as characters. This movie was done way before COVID, but it is almost prophetic in nature. So, Danny, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being here today, brother.
John, it's great to be here, brother.
So, you know, it's amazing to get in your schedule because you're such a busy guy. And we appreciate you taking out the time to do this, especially with all the things you've written and done in the greatness of the films. I recommend everybody go see Heaven's War, that's for sure. But first, I'd like the audience to know that you created and filmed Heaven's War before COVID and the 19 pandemic. So please give us a little feedback about how that even happened in your life, because this movie's so much like what we just experienced.
So Heaven's War is about spiritual warfare, and I believe that spiritual warfare, at least from, I think, is the heat of the battle is probably taking place in D.C. And I think that's where a lot of spiritual battles taking place. And I thought, what would be a cool way to represent people's lives in danger, people, everyday walks of life, that the powers that be in D.C. can have a major push towards God or away from God. And in this case, I thought, let's go ahead and have some bad guys that are senators that are trying to put together this vaccine that will hopefully stop cancer, stop the pain that people go through in that cancer world. And I thought, well, what if the vaccine wasn't actually what they said it would do? Like, it would heal some people, but there'd be a small percentage, which turns out to be a larger percentage of people that would suffer because they took the vaccine. And so I thought that would be a really cool idea to implement as to why there's such a spiritual battle taking place to stop this vaccine from happening. And little did I know that COVID would come right down the road following the making of this film.
Yeah, when they see this thing and they think about this, instead of calling it cancer, you could call it COVID, and it fit right in this film, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So it's like, it's crazy. So what's fascinating about this, the story foretold real events that were experienced during COVID. And what was it like for you living through COVID after even producing this film that was almost parallel to the concepts we just lived in?
Well, a lot of people would ask me, like, did you write this during COVID? Did this come? But if you look at, So for me, when I saw it, I just felt like, there's probably a lot of spiritual things going on in our world that different people will write about, and they actually come to pass. And so I just happened to, you know, God just gave me the right message for the right time. And that is to just be prepared for whatever might hit us, because there's a lot of things that are going to be coming down the road that are going to impact our lives, whether it be COVID, whether it be some other, you know, future virus that's coming down the road. But let us put our hearts and our our minds behind the cause of Christ. Let us truly follow him and experience him, because it doesn't matter, John, who's in the government, right? It doesn't matter who's our president or who. I mean, it does matter to an extent, but I want to be able to say, no matter who's the president or in the Congress or the powers that be, that I want to remember that God is on the throne, that he is the one that is going to see me through anything, right? Because we still are not even seeing the worst of things that are going to be occurring according to the end times, right? We're going to see a lot worse things. But let us focus and keep our eyes on Christ, because he's the only one that's going to help solve our problems. He's the only one that's going to help us through any time of need. And it could be anything that we face.
Believe it or not, brother, you're preaching, and I'm okay with it.
Look, there are a lot of friends of mine that are hurting. There are people that have lost their jobs, and there are people that are hurting from, like, they have cancer, or they have, you know, different things in their life that they're in the hospital. They are fighting for their life right now. And I'm so thankful for who God is, and that he is able to take us through these times of darkness. Because right now, like one pastor said, I remember him saying, hey, look, if you're not walking through a really tough valley right now, you will be at some point, right? But let's prepare, let's get ready for whatever might come our way. And it's easy to say, right? But that's why we have to prepare, because I don't know what's going to shake my world. I don't know what's going to be around the corner, but I know that Satan wants to shake my world. But I know there's a God who is a firm foundation that I can stand on and rely on.
That's awesome. What would you say is a takeaway from this? That, so let's say somebody, we don't really present the Worldwide Threat podcast as a Christian podcast as much as we do try to share threats that can affect everybody and how they can prepare for it and be there for it. But what would you say is your takeaway from the non-believer? What would, other than just the making a relationship into Jesus, what would you say the takeaway be to them when we're talking about these things that they don't really understand?
Boy, that's a loaded question, because it's hard for me to see it from a non-Christian worldview, right? Because we talk about the end times, and we talk about how the book of Revelation is talking about how the government and the world is going to start shifting, right, towards a new world government, right? We heard that Biden even said himself, he goes, look, America, the world is going towards a new world order, and we need to lead the way. So it's hard for me to say, like, how would you do it without looking at God? But I guess the only way I could say is just, If you let's say you take God out of the equation, which I pray that you don't, but let's say that you do, then we probably should be ready for, like, getting to know our neighbor. Who are the people that we can trust around us? You know, what kind of supplements should we have? Kind of like how Israel prepares, right, for battle, right? Any family in Israel is going to have gas masks. They're going to have food provisions, things like that, because they face this kind of danger on a daily basis, right? And we as Americans, we live in la la land, right? We look at danger from a distance. We don't see it coming to our, you know, to our shores. But, you know, as far as I know, and you know, we don't know who crossed that border, you know, within the last 4 years. You don't know who's here, but we do know that we have enemies, and there are enemies that are going to want to change the way we live and put us in chaos. So let's try to find a way to, whatever happens around our community and our world, that at least we'd have a place where we could rest and think about what's our next step.
If you don't know the Lord, you're not living in peace, regardless of these threats that are coming. So what you're saying, I think, will be probably ministering to many people that are watching this, and I appreciate that perspective on it. And finally, please tell us, in your experience, what you believe is the best way for my audience to protect their families, friends, and businesses from the government, as well as any kind of spiritual threat.
See, here's the thing that I feel like we have to be aware of, and that's, like, my friends and I, our big topic right now is AI, right? And how AI is going to really infiltrate every part and aspect of our lives. We're not going to be able to get around it. We were talking about, I work at Liberty University, and we talk about film appreciation. And one of the movies that we watch is a movie called Star Wars, right? And when And when Luke Skywalker is trying to destroy the Death Star and the other people have failed, right? He hears Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice saying, Luke, use the Force. And he turns off the computer, right? You know, and he uses the Force to destroy the Death Star. Well, here's the thing. How many times as human beings do we use computers to solve all our problems, right? To go to our computers to Google how to do this or how to do that or how to get myself out of a situation when I should be going to the Force. In our world, the Force would be Jesus Christ, right? That's who I should be going to for my for any kind of safety issues or how, Lord, can I walk today? What is it that I can do? What's going to be the right step to take? You hear people like missionaries, or even not even missionaries. I hear stories of people like in Africa and places where their lives are in danger on a daily basis for their faith, right? And they have to listen to the Holy Spirit leading them, like, hey, the Holy Spirit's telling them, you got to get out of this Bible study. This Bible study has to disperse because authorities are coming, right, to rescue. And so having that kind of connection with God is what I'm striving for on a day-to-day basis. And so when it comes to the government and what they're going to be doing to us and how do we protect ourselves from the government, that's a really tough call because the Bible tells us that in the end times, they're going to be able to follow anything that we do, right? We can't buy anything that says in the future without the mark of the beast. We can't, you know, buy certain things. We can't maneuver. Think about every camera that's out there, whether it's a Ring camera or a security camera somewhere, there is going to be computers hooked up to it that they can actually monitor where we're at almost all times. So it's just, to me, the way to protect ourselves is just to have a comfort in who Jesus Christ is.
It's amazing. You know what you just put in my spirit was we need to unplug.
That's true.
We need to unplug and try to hear from the Spirit and watch for that still small voice.
Amen. Because look, how many times do we just go and busily do things without stopping and saying, wait a second, why am I doing this? Is God telling me to do this? Or is this something that I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you're right. We need to be still and say, okay, God, what's the step that I should be taking?
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. You know, your wisdom is beyond belief. I appreciate that. I really do, because you don't do films like Heaven's War without having a direct connection with the Lord. And that senator in that is a guy that you created that we don't even know behind the scenes how many of these guys are being approached like that senator is in the movie.
Oh, yeah. They're being asked, hey, if you do this for me, here's some under the table money.
And yeah, it doesn't matter what the party is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about any of that. So it's even though we feel like the election might be the right way, but one of the things you said earlier is that we don't count on these politicians. We have to count on what we hear from the Lord. So, you know, it's been great catching up with you.
It's always a blessing, brother.
I appreciate that. And have a great day. I know you got about 10 meetings to get to. And look forward to this podcast. And watch for that action guide. And we'll make sure you see that and can give us some input on it. And okay. That'll help all of our audience. And we look forward to your next creation, brother.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I appreciate you, John. And keep serving God and keep people on their toes, okay?
Yeah, we're working on it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that all you're worried about is another dream?
It was more than a dream. It was like a vision. Something to do with some senators meeting with you at a hotel.
By the long faces. Thought we voted to raise our salaries this year.
You're new around here. You could use some friends. And more importantly, you don't want some more enemies.
Washington's a pretty tough town. And you're going to need an ally to survive.
So you're saying my political career is over? Unless I compromise.
You think Baker's setting up his old friends for a fall?
I'm close to finding a motive.
My plan may seem a little bit radical in that it mandates certain advances. One being that the vaccine is clinically proven to eradicate cancer. Your mother has cancer, that's it. No more deaths from cancer.
Sounds like you want me to break the law.
If you help me, I will personally see to it that you move up in class.
You know, if you'd like, I can swing by and pick you up.
Talking about real power. Real wealth.
What is going on? I want some answers.
There's a spiritual world all around you. A battle between the light and the darkness.
I'm Gabriel.
The angel.
And you thought I was just a myth. Why are you so interested in this one?
Question is, why do you bother with any of them? They're weak, unfaithful, so easy to deceive.
They're getting off easy, as far as I'm concerned.
I need you now more than ever.
All my words and actions are stored here. Everyone that has ever lived, or lives today. Nothing is hidden, and one day all things will be revealed. Each word and action ripples throughout eternity. This battle is for your soul.
Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advance notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in the episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.